Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Here you are, one more day, you and me. We're hanging out, just spending 30 minutes. 30 minutes we're investing in ourselves. We are doing this mental toughness conditioning exercise. We're checking into the gym, so to speak. Thank you so much for taking this time to invest in yourself, and thank you so much for listening to me. So many podcasts, websites, experts, people talking in your ear. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. I will not let you down here for you at this time, doing this Morning Connection podcast for you, kind of setting up some structure for you to wake up in the morning or plan it into your day to go through this mental conditioning exercise, this daily discipline in this organized fashion. So little by little, we can piece together our thoughts, our actions to make those dreams, plans, and what I've been really emphasizing lately, getting that vision together, that vision that's bigger than goals and plans and short-term plans, long-term plans even. The vision is that identity, who you are, what you're all about. When this journey called life is all over, you could look back and see how you've had your impact on the world, your family especially, whatever the things that are important to you. What is that overriding vision that's so big, all right, that gets you up early in the morning, late at night, that you are sold on, you believe in this higher purpose, that vision, right? Who you are, what you're all about when it's all said and done. That's that vision. And then you work backwards from there with those ambitious plans and goals and, you know, your to-do list. You know, those things seem a lot smaller, and you take them in stride. You just get them done because you're working towards something bigger. The greatest thing about having that vision is that when you are getting up in the morning, and you know how it is sometimes, you know, you're not quite as enthusiastic or excited to go. You're not quite sure which direction. Maybe you've been pushing hard. You've been pushing yourself hard. You've been doing the things that, you know, we've been talking about during this podcast every single day, and it doesn't seem to be working out to the level that you had hoped. Things come a lot more slowly than you had hoped, and not quite sure. Those type of day-to-day challenges, those ups and downs, sometimes you're at a 10, some days you're at a 6 as far as motivation and energy is concerned. Well, the day-to-day challenges become a lot more easy to persevere, to overcome, to keep in perspective when you have that real vision in mind. So I hope you're really thinking about that. And I want you to send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com if that concept is really hitting home with you and it's making this journey a little bit easier, keeping it a little bit more focused and optimistic, maybe even enjoying the journey a lot more than when you're just looking a few feet in front of you. Today I want to talk about that feeling that you have. Now, if you're listening to a podcast like this, you and I spend this time together, you know, I'm pretty sure that you're a person who wants more out of life. You're the kind of man who is willing to do whatever it takes to get the things in life that he really wants. And when you are clear and focused and you have enough optimism, you know, feel relatively comfortable that you have an effective strategy outlined. I mean, you will do whatever it takes to get the job done. When your back's up against the wall, that's when you do your best. It's just getting yourself in those situations where your back is up against the wall, you feel enough of that pressure, and hopefully that doesn't have to always come from an outside source, right, where somebody else is pushing you and motivating you, although that's something that can really help. The key is, how do we do that to ourselves? How do we create that self-imposed pressure where we feel our back is up against the wall, right? So we stay up late at night, we get up early, we're taking a shower, continually challenging yourself to come up with new ideas and new distinctions and a better way to get the job done, or to become more influential, to create win-win situations to help other people so they help us. There is a way. And when you're constantly pushing yourself and demanding that you find a way, that self-imposed pressure, you know, that's when you're at your best. Sometimes it's uncomfortable at times, right? We know that feeling. The key is how do we put ourselves in that state of angst and self-imposed pressure, and we keep it manageable, all right? We don't discombobulate, you know, with all the pressure where we give up or we start convincing ourselves we really don't want whatever it is we said that we're after, right? It's that delicate balance. Well, you know, if you have a goal, if you have a plan, if you want to become a better man, you know, you're going to be in that state of uncertainty if it's ever going to happen, especially if those goals are ambitious enough, right? And so you need to get comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. We all love those times where we feel positive, optimistic. Oh, this is happening for sure. This is a slam dunk. I know I can do that. Again, you know, I don't live in that state all the time, so if that makes you feel any better, right, you're in good company, and that's not the way it's designed. If you always are in that state that you can get whatever is in front of you accomplished, if you're that confident all the time, maybe you need to think about it. Maybe your goals aren't ambitious enough. Now, if you're happy in life, I always like to say that, you know, that you don't always have to be pushing yourself to be better and better and better if you are indeed happy. I just pose these questions to you. What I don't want for you is you're settling for a certain quality of life. Maybe it's in your relationships. Maybe it's financial, business. Maybe you have a job and you want to start your own business. Maybe it's with your physical body. Whatever it might be, I'm just posing these questions to make sure that you are asking enough in this game of life. If this was a buffet, an all-you-can-eat buffet, right? I want you to make sure that you're getting all you can eat, all that you want, and you're choosing the foods in life that you really want at this all-you-can-eat buffet of life. You know, I don't want you going home and then a few hours thinking, you know, I should have had some of this and I should have had more of that, right? Get you to think about it right here while you're at the, right there, right? When you're right up against the buffet and looking that you're making the right choices right now. That's what all this is about. One of the challenges is that uncomfortable feeling we talk about when you aren't so positive. The people around you are influencing you whether you realize it or not. I have talked about that many times on this podcast. The reason why it always comes up, why it's always fresh in my mind, and when I do these podcasts, I think about, well, what am I most passionate about today in this journey in life? You know, what am I like to talk about what I'm actually going through or my experiences or my observations, whether it's something I pull a commonality, a common theme from my one-on-one coaching clients, right? When I have a day stack, one client after another, and maybe sometimes there's a common theme and it teaches me so much about life. I am in the unique position where I see other men just like you, their challenges, right? And so when I have that type of thinking, I know how common it is. It's one thing to think that, man, I just can't get it. Is there something wrong with me? Why aren't I getting this? It's one thing to attack your challenges and go after your goals and plans in life with that mindset versus, hey, this is common among winners like me. If it were easy, then everybody would have it. And this is a common challenge that men who are just like me go through. So that being pushed aside, I'm not at any real disadvantage. I am not worse off than anybody else. I'm not less talented or unlucky. That's just the way it is for men like me. Now, going forward with that perspective is a whole different ballgame. See, I am in a position where I talk to so many men who are striving for more in life just like you. I know what the difference is, right? So who you choose to be around is going to make a huge difference on your mindset as you attack your challenges in life, as you go after your goals. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and this is just a great guy, just a great person. I mean, in so many areas, he's such a caring person. You couldn't have a better friend. Well, one of his challenges is our relationships. And, you know, we all have our things growing up and the way we look at relationships and intimacy and closeness. I certainly can identify with that. And it makes our way of who we are going into a relationship. It's going to be a challenge, regardless of the person we're with. Sometimes our way of thinking on about how relationships should work, how other people should act in relationships, right? What we should expect. We may expect too little from other people. We may expect far too much. And a lot of it's your perspective growing up, what you saw, what you didn't see, what you didn't see and you fantasized about, this is the way that it really should be. You had no real experience of that close love and connection and people to count on. I mean, many people, you know, we go through that challenge, so we have to figure it out later on in life with our theory of how that love and connection, that healthy relationship should be. And this isn't just about intimate relationships. This could be with your friendships or coworkers. We have these rules and beliefs how other people should act. And many times that's just our theory, and it may not be a good theory based on our experiences when we were very young. And we bring it into our teenage years, and then we have our first girlfriends or, you know, whatever the situation is, and those don't turn out very well. Before we know it, we're in our early 20s, and we've had a few relationships. They've all turned out the same way, and that's not so great, and it's because of things that we don't understand about ourselves. It has nothing to do with the other person. At this point, it has everything to do with us. But you know, we're going through life. We're trying to figure those things out. So our relationships aren't necessarily all that great. Not living up to that theory or that fantasy of what we expect they should be. So that's just dealing with you and your challenges that you may or may not be aware of. And then when you have those challenges, you know, you're going to attract a certain type of person or go after certain type of person, or you're going to let people that aren't capable, you know, they go through their challenges in life. We're all going through this journey at our own pace, our own challenges, our own strengths, you know, and you may be in relationships or choose people who just, you know, God bless them, you know, maybe they're really good people, but they have their challenges. Maybe they're not good people, right? Who knows? And it's going to be really tough to be in any type of healthy, strong, mutually beneficial relationship, you know, if they don't have the mindset, upbringing, the ability at this point in their life to be a good partner for you, right? So now you have challenges with yourself that you don't really understand. You may not only not understand them, you may not firmly believe that they're not there in you. And then you pick partners who have challenges. Then the odds of you having a really loving, connected relationship, healthy relationship, or living up to that theory or that fantasy that you have, it's going to be real challenging right there. So a lot of people, they early in life, they have all these bad experiences. What happens next is you start hanging around people who can empathize with your situation, and maybe they are just as driven or they want a relationship just as badly as you do, but they haven't figured it out either, right? And you build this bond, this commonality. Oh, you have this problem. Oh, yeah, women are like this. Oh, guys are like this. Oh, relationships are like this. Oh, well. And then, you know, you build this energy, this bond with people who haven't figured it out yet either. And everything sounds so right. That's your experience. Well, that's been my experience too. Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, it gets a little bit more challenging. And it doesn't matter how much desire you have to change your situation. You're hanging around people who are just as clueless as you who haven't figured it out. And it is because they're not good people or they don't have the desire to figure it out. They just haven't figured it out for maybe all some of those reasons that I talked about. And you just reinforce the beliefs that are disempowering you, that aren't getting you where you want to go. They're keeping you on this hamster wheel, so to speak, really working hard, really hoping for the best and not getting closer, not finding the distinctions. All right. Then you start looking at the world and you see people who are in good relationships, healthy relationships. And that's when you have to, you know, suck it up and say, well, can I step out of myself? Everything that I feel certain about, this has been my experience. Can I just let that go? I mean, really let it go and assume that it's me, that what I feel certain about, maybe that's not the way that it really is. Maybe there is a new way of thinking and taking action. And let me just throw all that away and adopt this way of thinking with those people who have those healthy relationships. And again, I'm not necessarily talking about intimate relationships, although that's very important to a lot of people. It could be friendships. It could be business relationships. And it could be at work. You know, those people who could never get along with the boss or their coworkers, right? And if you're doing that challenge, you probably have this, you could have this common bond with them. Or hopefully you see this in people who just can't seem to get it together at work or get along at work to the level they want. They're always having challenges with coworkers or their bosses and they kind of hang around together. Hopefully that's not you. I have a feeling that if you're the type of man to listen to this Morning Connection podcast, that's probably not you. And so you have the opportunity, if you choose to take it, to really look at those people who get it, who somehow, some way figured out, no matter, you know, how foreign it is to you, how strange it is to you, how, you know, lucky you think they got, or maybe you think that they were just in some fortunate position. But it's going to be very uncomfortable for you to put more faith in other people and their approach than your own when you have these whole life experiences. What usually happens that your desire, okay, I've had enough. When you've had enough, then you're more willing to do that, right? You've had enough pain. You're willing to hang around those people who are winning in those areas of life that you're struggling with. Even though you don't get it, you want to put this pain behind you. You want to get it so badly that you're willing to do that. Well, then it comes to you put yourself in their company, and then it's, are you going to really be all in and really try to figure out, you know, why do they seem to have success in this area where I don't? All right, are you going to start looking for, well, their situation is different than mine because of this, this, and this. They have this unfair advantage. Or are you going to diminish what they see as happiness or success? Well, you know, they're really not all that happy. Or you consider that happy because it may not live up to your theory or your fantasy of what a great relationship should be like. So you're saying, well, they think they're winning or they seem to have a great relationship, but, you know, I don't think so. Well, maybe maybe your vision of what it should be like, it needs to be more like theirs and not yours. Maybe theirs is reality and yours isn't. And you're not giving up on your dreams. It's maybe your reality is a little distorted. But it's crunch time right there. You've got a decision to make. Who are you going to believe in more? That they're truly happy? That they've figured out? That they really get it? Or are you going to pick it apart and say, nah, that's not winning for this, this, and this reason? They're not winning just like I'm not winning. They just think that they're winning, but they're really not. Or that concept of winning isn't high enough for me, is not good enough for me. Right, and that's a real challenging situation to be in, because especially when you want it so badly and you just don't get it. But it's just like, you know, have you ever lost your keys in your house, let's say, and you've set them somewhere and you could swear that you've placed them somewhere in the kitchen, right? And maybe you ask your wife or your roommate or whatever your situation is, hey, have you seen my keys? Oh, yeah, they're in the kitchen. And you said, oh, I know. I really believe that they're in the kitchen too. I know. I thought I saw them there. But I already looked there. I already tried that. I already tried living that way. Whatever strategy that other person has adopted, I've already tried that. And it didn't work for me. So, but you want to find those keys. You want to find the right set of strategies, right? So you go back in the kitchen. But what you don't realize is that you're really not totally present. You really haven't really adopted the belief. You're not fully in that those keys are really in the kitchen. There's too much, and it could be 10%. I don't know what the makeup might be, but there's too much of the old you saying, I've already looked here. It's really not here. I don't know where they are. I can't figure this out, but I've already looked in this kitchen. My life experiences have already told me I've already tried this, so I'm going to do it because I want to succeed so badly. I want to have that relationship, but it's really not here. And that 10%, you'll look for reasons why it's not there. They could be sitting right in front of you, but your brain has a way of blocking out all the things that could really propel you forward and figure it out, because there's that part of you that wants to remain consistent, that you did try hard, that you are a good person, that the answers are not as simple as some people might say, and that's why you've been struggling. And there's just really no power in you doing that. And I know we don't do this on a conscious basis. Right. So when you get back to those relationships and then you see people who are really happy in their strategies, the distinctions, the way of looking at it is right there in front of you, and you're only 90% there. And so you're really picking apart their strategies. You're really finding ways that, oh, that they're really not happy, or I don't want to live that way, or whatever it is. It's like you're there, but you're really not 100% really open that these people who appear to get it, they really don't get it. Now, I don't know. I can look back on situations in my life where, you know, I really want it to improve. Now, the things that you really want to improve and you get into those situations and you really love it, you know, there's no resistance. You know, you'll find a way to get whatever over whatever challenges. Sometimes this scenario I'm creating, this challenge I'm creating, it just is non-existent, you know, because you have that combination of this crazy drive and determination to succeed, and maybe you love the whole process, right? It's easier to avoid this challenge in the way you're thinking in those situations. It's those ones that, you know, you really want to improve, you really want to figure it out, but you're not quite at the same level. It's not, the challenge isn't as enjoyable. You know, those type of things, those are the areas of life that really make you or break you, the ones that you really don't enjoy the process, yet you know you need to improve upon, right? Are you going to just keep on pounding away and find the right mindset, right? Find the right strategies, hang around the right people, no matter how uncomfortable it makes you feel, and then hopefully you start getting some momentum and some success, and then maybe later on, after you've persisted long enough and have gone through that discomfort and really not enjoying it, and then you break through and then you finally get it. I mean, those are the situations that are going to make you and break you, not the ones that you're so engrossed in. You just enjoy the challenge. So, you know, those are the areas of life that I'm talking about right now. You could probably identify what those might be for you. And I know that I've put myself in those situations. I put a lot of time and energy, even money, getting around experts for one-on-one coaching, all right? And I just couldn't get it. I just couldn't get it. And so I would start in my mind picking apart, well, you know, for this reason, you know, this doesn't apply to me, or they're really not happy, or that I don't consider that success. I mean, I am not too big or too proud to look back and say, man, I was only 90% there. But I realized I had to get around people who get it. But that's just the first part. You know, the other part is actually being totally present and stripping away your old beliefs, no matter what experience you've had in the past. like I said, I was talking to my friend. He really wants to be in a close, connected relationship. You know, he's getting a little bit older. He's never really figured out this part of his life. And he realizes there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of experiences. I mean, he gets that part. He may not be as deep into this personal development and mental toughness conditioning as I am or you are listening to this podcast, but he is aware of certain things. And the thing about it is that he has his friends that he connects with. They have a commonality and a bond. They're going through these challenges together. And the point that I just made to him is that, man, you know, it isn't that challenging as you're making it. I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying that whoever seems to be in a great relationship that it's going to last forever. I mean, people are a variable that things can change over time. People don't stay constant. You got to be flexible. You got to hope that your partner is flexible. That isn't something that you need to continually think about while you're in the relationship. That is not a winning mindset, right? But I just wanted to let him know that if his fantasy is to get into a relationship and then expect it to just be constant, just set it and forget it forever, right? And until he feels that way, you know, he's never going to get into a relationship. That's a signal that maybe he's not in the right relationship and he should pull back, right? But I told him, you know, he's got to get around people who have figured it out. And then when he gets around those people, don't pick them apart. And think about you and whatever it is important to you. Because I understand for you, you may have the relationship thing all figured out. But what about like with your working out? I see that all the time is that, you know, it's a challenging thing to get yourself on a schedule. How hard do you have to work? How consistent do you have to be with your training? What matters, what doesn't with your nutritional habits? That's another challenge. You know, how dedicated do you have to be? How focused do you have to be? How much do you have to really give up of the fun foods? You know, how dedicated? I mean, what's the right balance between what's the least amount that I can do and still be effective? I mean, everybody plays with that line and the level of dedication and motivation. How much is genetics? How much are those other guys with great bodies really using drugs? I see a lot of people, you know, who are confused with that whole process. They want to have a great body. They love working out. They just can't figure it out. And the challenge is they get around people who don't get it. And then they just, you know, have the same process. They validate each other's process that isn't working. They both realize that. And they kind of give up on it. Or they don't even realize they're giving up, but they're staying too consistent. They're holding too tightly with what they believe to be the truth, even though it's not working for them. And then they get in the company of masters who have figured it out, who've done it a long time. And I just see this all the time in the young guys. They pick it apart. Why? Oh, you know, they see a commonality. I mean, maybe it's a training style. Maybe it's not what they believe at their level of experience that's effective. They even say, that's wrong. Oh, so many people who have been doing it a long time, and even though they have muscles, they're not doing it the right way. They're doing it wrong. So it's their drugs, or they can do anything, or they're not being optimal, or whatever they're saying. They're on the outside not having the body that they want, and they're taking too much pride and doing it what they think is the right way, even though the result that they want is to have a better body. And, you know, the first thing they should do is say, well, maybe what I think is so important isn't that important in the big picture. If all these successful people have been somehow, some way, have been able to do it for a long time, right? They made it to, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years of training. Maybe what I think is so important isn't all that important. Same thing at work, right? Same thing in the business world. I talk about with my coaching, I have a lot of entrepreneurs. And one thing that they find comfort in talking to me is when they realize is, you know, maybe with your ideas, getting yourself all pumped up, getting yourself excited that, hey, this is going to be the next strategy that's going to really take me to the next level, which to take action on top of everything else you do, you need to be in that state. You have to believe in what you do. And just to realize that, you know, really the chances are 1 out of 10 it's going to succeed at the level that you want. And just having the perspective that one out of 10 is a good percentage. That isn't a totally horrible percentage that, you know, the best who really make it in business, they're going 10 for 10. It's, again, it's just you need to hang around people who have learned these distinctions, who get it. All right. And I understand it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel uncomfortable. Why do they get it? And I'm not getting it. I'm really trying hard. I'm a good person. I'm a better person than them. I'm smarter. I'm better looking. I work harder. You're going to be in that position. It's going to be so uncomfortable, and you're going to be so tempted to hold on to the old view, even though it's not working. All right. But you're to give yourself the best chance. You have to get around people who get it. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that even impressed you? All right, what was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life is pretty good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment, that achievement that you really, really, really want, right? That's going to take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, considering all the things that I talk about on this Morning Connection podcast. More than just consider it, you take action, you get around the right people, you get around those people who get it. You got months, if not years, of being that type of person, growing, making that manformation in order for this achievement, accomplishment, experience to really happen. I mean, that's when you know it's big enough. It takes that much effort for that long a period of time. I want that really, you know, big ambitious goal that's going to really get you up in the morning to find a way to steal time to make somehow, some way, make it happen. To want it so badly that you're willing to be mentally and emotionally flexible. To want it so badly you're willing to get around those people who get it, even though you don't, even though it feels uncomfortable. That's how badly you want it. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to those results that you really want? You're not just checking off some to-do list. You're not just being busy, all right? You're not even accomplishing little things and saying, well, look at all these things that I've done. Look, if they're not getting you to that big result that you have in mind, it's just a lot of ineffective accomplishments, right? It's just movement. They all have to, in some way, shape, or form, directly or indirectly, like a laser beam helping you get to that result, or just a little step forward or somewhere in between. But they have to what you do has to continually help you get to that big result that you have in mind. Is what you're doing right now, is it helping you get to those results? You're not all in the process or just checking off some to-do list. And then again, I'm going to ask you, what is that result again? I want you to always keep it in mind and continually evaluate if the results that you're after, are they really what you're after? And by me asking that question every single day, it's just helping you get more and more clear. Right? Play full out when I ask those questions, because the more and more you push yourself, the stronger you're going to become, and you'll come up with new distinctions, a new way of looking at it. You know, you're a lot bigger, better person. You are making your manformation. If you've been listening to these 31 podcasts, the thoughts that go through your mind, evaluating life, you can't help but become better, right? You may not realize it, but you just can't not be getting better, right? Sometimes, you know, you go to the gym and you're working hard, you show up every day, you know you're eating better, you know you're doing some exercise, it's just not visible, right? And then maybe later on you see it. You can't not be getting better by listening to these podcasts every single morning. Some way, shape, or form, it's pushing you forward, right? So you just got to have that faith. And the point that I'm making is that when I ask you these questions, these 10-second daily disciplines 30 days ago, you were a different person. You were a great person. You were a determined person. You were hardworking. But you're 30 days better right now. So when I ask you these questions, I'm asking a better man these questions, a more evolved, a more determined, someone who's more aware of their strengths and weaknesses and how to put these pieces to the puzzle together. So I'm asking a whole new man these questions. So make sure you step up and you're not just defaulting to the answers that you gave me 30 days ago. All right, so that's going to do it for this Morning Connection podcast. Make sure that you're on my Morning Connection newsletter email list for mental toughness conditioning. Every morning, it's programmed first thing in the morning. Give you something to think about as you start your day. Make that part of your daily ritual too. And you can go to sltips.com/22. SLTips, Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. All right. Hey, thank you so much for supporting my efforts, not just by listening to this podcast and being on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page, going to skiplacour.com. But thank you for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. I really appreciate that. Check out Mass Machine Nutrition at massmachinenutrition.com. And Mass Machine Nutrition is available at the world's biggest online store for bodybuilding supplements, bodybuilding.com. And you can take the short link over to the Mass Machine Nutrition store on bodybuilding.com by going to sltips.com/3. sltips.com/3. It'll take you a short link over to Mass Machine Nutrition on bodybuilding.com. Hey, thanks again for doing this for yourself. Thanks again for joining me on this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.